We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shevichav Yaakov Pitchos to Leo Werns Vach and Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey. Purim Hanisrafim Usirim Hanisrafim. We mentioned these in Ezum Mekoman in the fifth Perek. These are the Purim, the bulls, that are completely burnt. Nothing is placed on the Mizbeach. The blood is sprinkled, and these are the Chatos HaPrimios. Purim Hanisrafim, let's say the par of Yom Kippur, that of the Kohen, of the Kohen Gadol, the par Kohen Mashiach, which is the bull that the Kohen Gadol brings when he makes a mistake in Halacha, we learn in Horios, the par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, which is the bull that's brought by the Sanhedrin when they also made a mistake in Halacha, or the Seir Hanisrafim, take the Seir, the goat of Yom Kippur, or the Seir of Shigigas Avodah Zarah, there was an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah, realizing that that was a mistake. We mentioned this all earlier learning Horios and earlier in the Masechta as well. So these are the chatos apnimios, the inner chatos where the blood is sprinkled in the heichal on the paroches and it's Yom Kippur, even in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. These are the higher level, more severe types of karbanos where nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. Blood is sprinkled, but it is burnt outside Yushalayim. That's what the Mishnah is here to teach us. Parim hanisrafim, usrim hanisrafim, bizman shehem nisrafin kmitzvasan, nisrafin beveis hadeshen. If you burn them properly, this is burning meaning not on the mizbeach, but the blood is sprinkled, but the animal is actually burnt out completely outside Yushalayim. It's burnt in the place called the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen, the place of Deshen, just refers to the ashes, but it's a place that was outside Yushalayim specific for these karbanos. And the Mishnah says, Umitamin begadim. It means that the Kohanim who were involved in the burning of these karbanos outside the city of Yushalayim, they are metame begadim. They are, their clothing becomes tameh when they're involved in the burning. That's based on the pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin, Vahasoreif Osam. Those who are burning these inner chatos, when you're burning them outside the city of Yushalayim, Yichabes begadav, you have to launder your clothing, which means they become tameh, and it means you have to put the clothing in a mikvah. But Yichabes begadav, the halacha, when the Torah says that, it's not only a reference to the person's own clothing, the clothing that the Kohanim that are involved in this avoda are wearing, but yichabes begadav means any beged that he's touching at that time, that he's involved in the burning of these chatos apnimios, also become tameh and require kibus, required to be placed in the mikvah in order to purify them. This is all if the parim hanisrafim and the srim hanisrafim are nisraf kemitzvasan, they're burnt according to the halacha. In the Beis Hadeshen, then they will render the clothing they're wearing during this avoda, not only the clothing they're wearing, clothing that they touch, will render them tameh. But vim einam nisrafim kemitzvasan, let's say they became pasul. These karbanos are now disqualified. So what's the halacha when they become disqualified? You still have to burn them. Any carbon that's disqualified, you have to burn. The question is where you're burning them. These parim hanisrafim, srim hanisrafim, the halacha is that you're supposed to burn them completely. That's when they're not pasul, that's the halacha. Where do you burn them? In the Beis Hadeshen, outside the city of Yushalayim. But if they become pasul and you have to burn them like any other carbon that became pasul, then you are going to burn them not outside Yushalayim in the Beis Hadeshen, but rather the Einon Nisrafin Kemitzvasan, because they became pasul, Nisrafin Beveis Habira. They're going to be burnt in the Beis Habira. Beis Habira is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash itself. And there were two places in the Beis HaMikdash where they would burn pasul karbanos. One in the Azara and one on the Har HaBayis, outside the Azara, but still considered Mikdash because it's on Har HaBayis. So if these karbanos, let's say, became pasul before they left the Azara, remember, these are karbanos that you're supposed to burn outside, but they became pasul before they even left the Azara. And this would be true whether they became pasul before you did the Zrikas Adam or after the Zrikas Adam. The halacha is, we say, oh, I did the Zrika already. Okay, at least they did the Zrika. I guess I can burn them in a regular Beis Hadeshen place. No, if they became pasul before they left the Azara, even if you already sprinkled the blood of these chatos apnimios, they are going to be burnt not in the Beis Hadeshen outside Yushalayim, but rather the place where they would burn pasul karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The only difference is that if they become pasul before before they left the Azara. So then they're going to be burnt in the Beis Hadeshen, in the Azara, in that area in the Azara where there was a place to burn Pasul Karbanos. If they became Pasul after they left the Azara, then they're going to be burned on the base in the Beis Hadeshen on Har Abayis. But these are both considered Mikdash. They will not be burned if they became Pasul outside the city of Yerushalayim, which is where they're normally burnt when these inner chatos, when they are kosher. And then the Mishnah says, not only that though, they're not being burnt kimitzvasa, meaning they became pasul, and you have to burn them not in the Beis Hadesh and outside Yerushalayim, but rather in one of the areas in the Beis Hamikdash itself, either in the Azara or on Har Abayis, veinam tamim begadim. Since they're not being burnt according to their mitzvah, because they became pasul, they will not be mitamim begadim. The people who are involved in the burning, their clothing doesn't become tamim, and the clothing they touched do not become tamim. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vav, a continuation of this. We're talking about the tumas begadim of the burning of the chatos apremios, which are being brought outside to the Beis Hadesh and outside Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, you sovlin or son bimotos. What would they do? They would take them out, sovlin, like a sivlos mitzrayim, meaning the burden. So what would they do? They would carry them on poles, the animals, outside to the Beis Hadesh and outside Yerushalayim. Yatzu harishonim chutz l'chomas ha'azara v'ha'achronim lo yatzu. So the Mishnah is here to teach us that when it comes to the Tumas Begadim, when you're doing this according to Halacha, bringing these Chatas HaPnimios outside to the Beis Hadesh and outside the Sivu Yishlaim to burn them, you're only Mitami Begadim when you are outside the Beis HaMikdash. So here the Mishnah says, Yatzu HaRishonim Chutz L'Chomas HaZara, the ones who are carrying the poles, meaning at the front of the poles, they're the ones going forward and having, and the animals attached. You have two in the front, let's say two in the back. So the ones who are, they already left the walls of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. V'achronim lo yatzu. But the ones who are in the back, carrying the poles from the other side, they haven't left yet. So harishonim tamim gadim, v'achronim einim tamim gadim, asher yatzu, asher yatzu. The halacha is that the ones who are involved, who are outside the Azara, they will be tamim gadim on their way to the Beis Hadesh, and once they leave the walls of the Azara. But the ones who are still inside the Azara, so the halach, even though they're involved in the in bringing out these chatos apnimios to be burnt in the Beis Hadeshen, since they haven't left the walls of the Azara of the Beis Hadesh just yet, their clothing do not become tamei. Yatzu elu ve'elu, but once they both leave, elu ve'elu tamei begadim. Once they both left, they become then their clothing becomes tamei. And as we said, if they touch other clothing, that other clothing becomes tamei as well. Where does this learn from? So the Gemara has a brisa that elaborates upon this halacha in the Mishnah and says the following. It says regarding the par and so'ir of Yom Kippur in Vayikra, design Pashas Achremos, which is about the avoda. It says ve'eis parachatos ves se'ir achatos asher huva es damam l'chaper b'kodesh. Okay, so the par and the se'ir of Yom Kippur, where and you obviously brought the blood in for atonement purposes. You sprinkled in the kodesh hakodeshim and in the heichal yotzi el michutz l'machane. It says you take it outside of the machane. L'machane sounds like one machane. And yet, we learn regarding other karbanos that are burnt, and Brisa says the following, Ata lahalan, ata no sein lahem shalosh machanos. When it comes to other karbanos that have to be burnt, that you have to take them out of three machanos, the Azara, the Har Habayis, and Yerushalayim. That's what we said regarding the Chatos HaPnimios. And yet, V'kan ata nosi lohem atana machane achas, as the Gemara and the Brisa in our Gemara. And here, it says regarding the Par in Suri Yom Kippur, it says, oh, Yotzi el michus l'machane. Machane means one machane. And yet, when it comes to the Par Helem Devashel Tzibur, and the Seer of Avodah Zorah, the other Karbanos, Chatos HaPnimios, that are burnt, it says you have to take them come out of three machanos. So what is it? Is it one machane or three machanos? Lama ne'amar imkein lama ne'amar en lichutz l'machane. It sounds like I'm supposed to be learning that the par so'ir of Yom Kippur as well should be taken out of the three machanos. They're just as severe, if not more severe, than the other karachatos ha'pnimios. So they should also have to be taken out of three machanos and burned outside even the city of Yerushalayim. Three machanos. Azara, which is the base of Harabais, and Yerushalayim. So what does that teach you? Only one machane? Lomar loch, to tell you the following. Kevin she yatzo chutz l'machane achas. Once it leaves one machane, which is the machane shechina, which is the azara, hamis askim bohem etamim begadim. Also, now we get it. We have one source that says that these severe chatos have to be taken out of three machanos to be burned to the Beis HaMikdash and outside the city of Yerushalayim. And yet we have another pasuk that says that only one machane. So how do we reconcile that? So the answer is they have to be burned outside three machanos. But when a human mitami begadim, once you leave one machane, which is the azara, and that is the proof, that's the support for what we just said in the Mishnah. The people carrying with the poles, once you leave the walls of the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when the tumas begadim kicks in. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he claims that the people who are taking out the chatos ha-primios to the Beis HaDeshen are not mitame begadim the whole time that we were discussing. Meaning, just because they're carrying it outside, they're involved in bringing it out to be burnt, doesn't mean they're mitame begadim. He claims, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eilu v'eilu eino mitame begadim ad she yitzas ha'ur berubon. Until the fire takes hold of most of these karbanos. He claims when you're involved in this sreifa, and even involved in the sreifa, you're only mitame begadim, the kohanim were involved in the burning of these inner chatos in the Beis HaDesh and outside Yerushalayim. When do we say their clothing becomes tame, and if they touch other clothing becomes tame? When fire is taken hold of the majority of those karbanos. That's only then. But before that happens, even earlier in the burning, and certainly when you're just carrying it, they're not metabim begadim. Then the Mishnah says, "Nita habasar ein hasoreif metabim begadim." If, let's say, now the basar, what happened to the flesh? So now it's basically scorched. The air or moisture was taken out. The sreifa is gone. So then the sreifa is over. So then the person who may be involved in the sreifa now, what are they doing? Well, he's moving it around, the coals around a little bit. So he's not mitame begadim at that point. So or adds on wood or whatever it is, and it's not doing anything. He's not going to be mitame begadim. Stoking the coals, adding on wood, you're not doing anything. It's completely scorched. But let's say it's before it became completely burnt. It's not completely ashes, ashes at this point. So it's not completely scorched. It's before that. You see, it still needs to be burned. So someone comes along and throws on an extra piece of wood. It's someone that stokes coals, whatever it is. All of those people will be mitame begadim because they're involved in the burning. Now, the Gemara brings a brayos on daf kuvav in Zvachim, that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. They hold that anyone who's helping out during the sreifa, that's true even until it becomes complete ashes. So according to Rabbi Shimon, so there's a limited window for Tumas Begadim. It's at what point? It only starts when the majority of the karbanos have been burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, only majority. Before that, even though they're burning, you're involved in the burning, you're not Mitame Begadim. When you're involved and the majority has been burnt, then you're Mitame Begadim. Up until the point where it has been, the basar has been scorched, but you're taking the moisture has been taken out, but it's not yet ashes. If you're involved and when you see it's completely crispy to the point where it becomes ashes, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not in time to go to them either. Very limited window. But the Chacham disagree and they say A, that you're metame begadim all the way in the beginning, even if you're not involved in the sreifa, even if you're carrying it out once you leave the azara, and you'll be metame begadim if you're involved in the burning, even after it's been scorched, it's crispy, to the point where it's completely ashes. Even there, where did they learn this from? The pasuk says, "Vahasoreif osam yichabes begadav." So what does that mean? So they say, if you're involved in them, you're metamim begadim, which means the whole process, really, from beginning to end. But once it becomes afer, so then once it's afer, you're not going to be metamim begadim. So the chachamim agree there is a point where you can be involved in putting on wood and moving the fire around. But if it's completely ashes already, these chatas hapinimios are completely burnt. Not only just crispy, but completely burnt. They say at that point, you're not going to be metamim begadim. So that's the machokas we've seen about the chachamim, who give a large window with this tumas begadim from the moment you leave the azara until it becomes ashes. And Rabbi Shimon, no, from the moment that a majority has been burned to the point where it has been scorched.